would praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will sing you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We are in for Jesus.
Something and God blessed you, and how good it make you feel. Ain't that awesome? You ever speak to a kid about the Lord and he look up at you and grin? Ain't that awesome?
Amen.
Have you ever seen somebody on the street that's hungry and you give them a dollar, and then you get to watch how the reaction it is? Isn't that awesome? Oh, it is. It is. But you know the most awesome thing that I've ever encountered is when I got saved.
Amen.
Oh yeah, that was the most amazing feeling when I give my life to Christ, because I really did not know what I was doing as far as what that was going to bring me. It's a life experience, and that's something I'll never forget. Sister, I'll never forget that. And I was in a jail cell. I sure was. But you know the word says where two or more are gathered, it don't matter where you're at. Well, Paul and Silas went to jail, and they didn't have nothing to be ashamed of, amen? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But I tell you what. When I gave my life to the Lord, I was around a bunch of criminals, just mean people. But that didn't bother me. That didn't stop me from accomplishing what I set out to accomplish. That didn't stop the Lord from saying, yes, sir, son, I got you from here on. But you know what? You know what? When I went back to that cell, those same guys looked at me like, wow, I can't believe you actually did that. And now when I see some of them boys, how you doing, Ricardo? I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself? My life has changed. That part about where when you get saved, that the light of the Lord will shine through you. This is how I believe that works. When you walk up to these same people and they'll look at you and like, wow, here he comes. What's different about him? What has he done to himself to make him that different? That's that light of the Lord that's coming out of you. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We as Christians, we may not have it all here, but what we have, when we get to heaven, it'll be given to us there. Amen. What we lack here, we'll receive it there plus some. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that wholeheartedly. The God I serve is an awesome God. When we get to heaven, we'll not be any difference made in us. We all going to hang out around the throne of the good Lord. We going to see those big, I think it's lions or something that sit around on each side of the throne saying, holy, 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 constantly. Amen. And we're going to get to meet the Maker. Oh, hallelujah. That ain't enough to excite you. Something's wrong this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Please. I get so excited anymore. I'm going to have to find me a new place to look for some people to talk to about the Lord, I believe. I just am, y'all, because I went to Walmart last night. My wife gave me that eye. Then I looked up, and they just gone. Didn't even wait on me, sister. What do you say to that? But I tell you what, I got to speak to a couple last night in Walmart. And the most honest person you'll find is a baby.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. And this couple had a little boy. And this kid, he walked up to me. I've seen him twice in my life. And he walked up to me and he looked up to me. And he gave me a high five. Oh, he did. Oh, he did. And from that point on, he wanted to follow me around the store. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He did that. And that led to a conversation about church. And I invited him here. Just a young couple looking for a church home. God will put you in a position to talk to people. All you need to do is just be willing. Those doors are always going to be open to people to witness. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all.
Amen.
And all the time, God is good. Hey, I see somebody sitting on the back row that I just told him I missed him yesterday. What do you say to that? Well, y'all, I tell you what, I'll quit rambling and we'll do this next song. But as long as we give God the glory, as long as we be obedient, he'll keep placing people in front of us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. The treasures of this world.
my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I've not ever heard anywhere that any other religion has that to look for. I've not heard about the riches stored up in heaven in any other religion. I don't know what Buddha does. I don't know what the Muhammad or whoever this guy is or whatever. I've not heard that part about their religion. But I love Christianity, amen?
Because
we know what's in store for us, amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, Mackenzie.
My strength as I pour out my heart.
Hallelujah. Amen. We got to have faith. Amen.
Try.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, my faith, when I got saved, my faith took me from point A when I was locked up in jail, because that's where I got saved, to 16 years down the road. I'm at point B in my life. And when I was over here in my life, I was smoking dope and drinking beer and whiskey and acting like a fool. But 16 years later, after I got saved in that jail cell, now I'm over here and I get to talk to people about the Lord. I get to go sing in a lot of churches. And I get to meet a lot of great people. You know what I'm saying? And my soul is happy. My spirit's been well fed. Amen. And when I was over here, my kids look at me like, "What's wrong, Daddy?" And my mother-in-law looked at me and just shook her head. Dad wanted to hit me in the club and roll me over hill in the sinkhole. I can tell you what he was. Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. But now that I'm over here, it's just open arms. And when I got saved in that jail cell, my faith in God, my faith in the Word brought me from that point to where I am now. Amen? And that's all it takes, just a little bit of faith. I believe there's a scripture in the Bible that says that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah. And that's just a little bitty thing. Amen? Oh, thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God we serve.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Hey, guys, it's time to take up our offering this Sunday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank you for that. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the givers, Lord God. I thank you for the people that take care of this building. I thank you for taking care of our faith, Lord God. And I just thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wait just a minute. Let me find this, guys, because... All right, now let's do it. Yes, any history makers are here today? Oh, amen, sister, I'm one. That's right. Is it true today that when people pray, while the skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. Is it true today that when people pray, we'll see dead men rise and the blind set free? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. We'll see miracles
history maker in this land. Oh yes, I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind.
Hallelujah. Y'all ever get excited?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do. Oh, hallelujah. Excitement is what it's all about, guys.
Amen.
The love of God ought to be enough to excite you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just thank you for that, Lord. I just thank you for that. You know, when Pastor come out of this last surgery, I've never seen him so strong. Because when he went in, Matthew and I had been talking, and he'd made a comment that he wanted to take his grandson fishing. Amen. Well, now, that was the topic of that particular conversation. A little while later, he made the choice to have this surgery, so he can't take his grandson fishing. Amen? But now, if there's someone in here today that hasn't made a decision to get their life in order with the Lord, they need to weigh out the balances. Are you going to wait and try to do it some other time until you get all the stuff in your life cleaned up? If you do that, you're going to wait too long, because that takes God. If you get saved, your faith will clean the rest of that out. I can promise you, because when I got saved, it cleaned me up. It cleaned me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I think this preacher said one time, every time you pray, the good Lord will sprinkle a little blood on you. That seems to cleanse things. Sprinkle a little blood on you. Takes all that out of your system. But don't wait to get saved. Make the choice to get saved now. Amen? Because tomorrow's really not promised us. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Y'all remember Brother Troy Strange. I'll keep him in your prayers. Amen? Keep him lifted up. Keep him covered up in the blood. Amen? I just thank you guys for the prayers that y'all gave me and sent up for me. Back when I was in need, you know, it don't hurt to look where you've been, because that way you can see where you're going. Amen. How little did I know beforehand how awesome the Lord really is. Even in the midst of troubles, God is our strength. Amen. We just need to keep our eyes on the prize, and that's the Heavenly Father. Amen. Okay, go ahead, guys. This is my favorite song, by the way.
Come and worship.
Me, my soul.
done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
My soul magnifies the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's right.
My soul magnifies the Lord.
I like the way you sound.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in this place, church.